Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the House of Representatives voting to give John Boehner the authority to sue the President of the United States. On one hand, it's a brilliant tactical move. Nobody can call them a do-nothing Congress anymore. Do-nothing? What are you talking about? We sued the President. And they did it right before going home for a 5-week summer recess, where they'll engage in the really important business of representing this country, which is meeting with constituents and squeezing money out of them for the next election. The excuse given for the lawsuit is Obama illegally delayed the implementation of Obamacare. Seriously, the very same Obamacare the Speaker and his buddies tried to scuttle over 50 times. Well, they have to do something. They can't try to repeal Obamacare anymore. Turns out people like it. Even the Tea Party has moved on, which is like saying the train fell over. But suing the President is crazy talk. Boehner must have contracted heat prostration while working on his tan. What's next? He gonna sue Sarah Palin for being overly reluctant to say ridiculous things? Take Mitt Romney to court for dominating the headlines since 2012? Charge the Supreme Court for voting along party lines too often? There are so many things wrong with this move. You need a rubber spreadsheet to work it all out. For one thing, by suing the chief executive, you're not just opening any box of worms. You're opening Pandora's box of worms. Worms with Greek teeth and venomous stingers. This is a template to screw things up for the history of eternity. And then again, if this case crawls along at the average speed of your normal federal lawsuit, we can't expect it to reach court until much, much later. Like the middle of Hillary Clinton's second term. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.